In our shiurim, in our series of shiurim that we've been discussing till now, we've been discussing the obligation to get married, the great mitzvah involved in getting married. In this shiur, we will b'li neder discuss some of the aspects of piyadrush in getting married. The Gemara and Daf Samach Beis on the Beis teaches us. Amar Reb Tamchem, Amar Reb Chinloi, Kol Adam Shein Loi Isha, Shoy B'lai Simcha, B'lai Brocha, B'lai Toiva. B'lai Simcha D'Ksiv, V'Samach D'Ato Beisecha, B'lai Brocha D'Ksiv L'Niach, Brocha Al Beisecha, B'lai Toiva D'Ksiv, L'Loi Toiv Hayois Hodem L'Avadoi. B'Merova Amri, B'lai Toira, U'B'lai Choyma, B'lai Toira D'Ksiv, Him Ein, As Rossi be, if I don't have a wife, v'tshua netcha m'meni. The Torah, I don't have Torah. Without a wife, one is not considered that he has Torah. B'lechayim d'ksiv n'keva t'soiv ev zachar. Rabba ulam b'lechayim d'ksiv yudata k'sholem ahalecha or f'kadata novecha v'lechsechta. So here the Gemara begins to teach us how important and critical it is for one to have children. If one doesn't have children, here we're learning all of the it's as if he doesn't have all the things that he's missing. And in fact, the Kozma Gareba and the Shalos Atshuvos Divrei Yatziv Evan Ezra Siman I involve says that that's one of the reasons why a chassan fasts on the day of his wedding. Because here we're learning, kol ha'shori b'lai isha is k'shori b'lai Torah. So the day of one's marriage is a day of Kabbalah Satorah. And the Gemara says, in Masechet Ketubos, that ad she'odem mispala al divrei Torah shi'ichnasu l'toichai, yispala al ma'adoni she'ichnasu l'toich gufai. What the Gemara is essentially saying is that learning Torah and eating a lot of food don't travel together. So if we're saying that when one is getting married, this is his real time for preparation for Kabbalah Satorah, that can only be accomplished by fasting. And that's why he says in another tshuva, the Kozma Gareba, in our Chaim Simen Mem Dalet, that we know by most Ashkenazic Jews don't put on a talis until one gets married. Here we're saying the reason is because the tzitzis are keneged the tariag mitzvahs, and we're learning here that one cannot fulfill the tariag mitzvahs until he's married. And that's why only when one gets married does he put on a talus. Furthermore, the Gemara says that one without a wife is b'loi choyma. It's like without a protection. Posh pshat is as the Gemara says, our wives protect us from doing averus. And that's why the wife who serves as the protection for a husband, the minig is that under the chuppah, the kala goes around the chassan seven times. She's building that wall around the chassan that the chassan has when he gets married. The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph teaches us, Amar Belozer, Kol Adam she'ein lo isha, any man without a wife, ain't a nikra Adam. He's not considered a full-blessed person. Shnema zocho nekeva borom, v'yivarach esam v'yikra shemam Adam. You're not considered an Adam until you're married. And in fact, the Eitz Yosef Chiddush quotes a Zohar that bezman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim, people were not allowed to people were not allowed to bring a carbon. A man who wasn't married was not allowed to bring a carbon. And perhaps it's connected with a Gemara that we learned on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph teaches us that somebody who's not Isaac and Pira Rivia, Goyim Lishchinish Tastalik Misrael, Shinemar, Lias Lachal Lakim Lazarecha Achrecha, and the Gemara Dashans, Bizman Shazarecha Achrecha, if you will have children, Shchinish Sharib Yisrael, then you bring the Shchinah to Klal Yisrael, Ein Zarecha Achrecha, Ami Shaira. If you don't have children, Ami Eitzim Alvonim. So the Maral explains that the Shekhinah represents Nitzchias. And having children also is Nitzchias, because by one having children, he perpetuates the world. Says the Maral, if you're not going to have children, so then you're causing that there shouldn't be Nitzchias, and that's the opposite of the Shekhinah. I was thinking that that's perhaps exactly what the Zohar is saying. The Zohar is teaching us that these two halachas very much travel together. The halacha of the Shechina, somebody who doesn't have children, as we're learning, is Goyim L'Shechina Shetestalik Mi'Yisrael. And if he's Goyim L'Shechina Shetestalik Mi'Yisrael, so how could you bring a carbon which represents that you're recognizing and appreciating the Beis HaMikdash when you're doing just the opposite? And in fact, the halacha is that when a kohen duchens, when a kohen does nesias kapayim, he has to be besimcha. The Beis Yosef in Simen Reish Chof Ches explains from the Rishonim that just like Yitzchak told Esav, V'osali matamim v'avarechecha, that Yitzchak said, I need to attain a level of simcha, and only after I attain a level of simcha would I be able to give you a bracha. So too by the Kohanim, they can only bless us once they live a level of simcha. So the Ramah in Simen Kuf Chav Ches Sif Mem Dalid says that somebody who never got married should not duchen. Because here we're learning Hashari B'lai Isha, the Gemara and Daf Samach Beis on the Beis. Hashari B'lai Isha is B'lai Simcha. And therefore, a person who's not married is not besimcha, and therefore he can't duchen. In fact, that's the reason the Ramah says that why we in Chutz Laaretz don't duchen only on Yontif, because we don't have the right level of simcha. And in fact, the Daki Moshe makes a very interesting distinction. He says that a katan would be allowed a duchen, even though he's not married. Because a katan can't get married. So a katan who can't get married, there is no obligation for him to get married. And therefore, if he doesn't get married, he could duchen, there's no issue with him. Whereas a gadol who should get married and didn't get married, he's not in the simcha that he could and should be in, and shouldn't duchen. It's also interesting to point out that the Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis says, Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kol mi sheina oisik b'pira v'rivya is kilu shofek damim. And I saw that the Mefarshim ask a question. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, says Omer Rava, B'shor Shemachnisim Odom Ladin, after a person leaves this world, They ask him, Nosata v'nosata b'amuna, did you act honestly in business dealing? Kavata itim l'toira, asakta b'pir v'rivya. And the Mashar points out, why does the Gemara there, and now by extension here as well, use the word asakta b'pir v'rivya? Why doesn't the Gemara say kayamta p'ir b'rivya? And I think there are two answers. One is, as we learn our Gemara, and we learn the halachas of p'ir b'rivya, so let's say a person gets married, and he tries to have children, but unfortunately he's not successful, and he doesn't have children. So that considered that the person didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Chas v'shalom. The person did what he can do. Unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who knows what's best for us, decided that this person should not have children. But certainly, he did what he's supposed to. And that's all that's expected from the person. And that's why the question that's asked of the person is, asakta b'pir v'rivya. Did you do what you can to have children? If you did what you can, nobody asks more from you. That's one pshat. But I think there's another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest. Asakta b'pir v'rivya means it's not just enough that a person himself should get married. But asakta b'pir v'rivya teaches us that asakta b'pir v'rivya teaches us that we have to help other people get married. And therefore, lachamei v'esrim, when a person comes to Olam HaEmes, they don't just ask him, did you get married? Kayamta b'pir v'rivya. The question they ask him is, asakta b'pir v'rivya, did you help other people get married? Because if you didn't, you didn't really do the mitzvah as you should have. And as we just said, the Gemara says, "Kol adam shein leisha shari b'lay simcha b'lay bracha b'lay tayva." There's a sefer hamishalim that describes how one is supposed to look at the marriage of a couple of a man and a woman. He explains that a husband and a wife are to be viewed like a piece of machinery that's made out of two parts, that one part without the other part can't function. So too is every marriage. A husband and a wife complement each other, and they make a perfect machine, and without that, neither can really accomplish what they need to accomplish in this world. As the Gemara indeed says, Andaf Samach Gimel Amar Aleph, Kol Adam Shein Le'isha, the Gemara says, Eina Adam, and Kol Adam Shein Le'karka Eina Adam. A very interesting wording. The Gemara compares, seemingly, a person who doesn't have real estate to a person who doesn't have a wife. Are they really one and the same? So I saw that there's a Sefer L'Shmoyim B'Limudim that explains what the Gemara means as follows. We all understand that if somebody has a field, what is the purpose of having a field? That he should that the field should grow produce. Without the produce, what will we have? Says the Gemara, just like we understand that if you have a field and it doesn't grow anything, so what's the purpose of the field? One has to recognize that if he is in this world and he doesn't have children, then he hasn't gotten married and have children. He hasn't accomplished what he needs to accomplish. He hasn't accomplished what he needs to accomplish in this world. The Gemara says, "Kol mi shein oisik b'pir v'rivya." The Gemara on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis teaches us is ki'ilu shayfich damim. Why? So the Mefarshim explained this to the Maral, that a person, when he's having children, is bringing into the world, a person when he's having children is doing the exact same thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. That just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings into the world neshamas, and any so too every neshama that's created, we're doing the work of God. And if we don't do so, if we don't bring children to the world, then we are ki'ilu shayfech damim. On the other hand, the Gemara says on daf samach beis omen aleph, ein ben David ba at sheyichlo kol neshama shebeguf, Mashiach cannot come until all of the neshamas that are in this chamber kaviyachol and shemaim called guf are born. So I saw from the Kedushas Levi that's the simcha of a wedding. The simcha of a wedding is not just that this couple is getting married. Of course, it's a tremendous simcha. But the simcha of a chasna is that we're one step closer to the Geula Shleima. And in fact, that's why we say by the Sheva Brachas, Sois Tosis. Sois. This simcha of the chasen and kala getting married, tosis, will bring another simcha. Sameach, this simcha that we're now rejoicing together with this chasen and kala, to samech, will bring another simcha. The simcha is the simcha of the binyan Beis HaMikdash. And for that, we say Sois Tosis, Sameach to Samach, that from this Jewish home, we ultimately, from every Jewish home that's being built, ultimately we're one step closer to Mashiach.